ministry in the church can be life-giving and life-changing. And in the midst of it, we all need faithful companions along the road. Welcome to Along the Road, a podcast on faith and leadership for ministry leaders of the PCUSA.
So you're serving as a ruling elder or a deacon in the church, but you also have almost a dozen other roles. Advisor, tutor, designer, artist, volunteer, patron, data analyst, medical technician, fill in the blank. Come join us in the midst of your day, wherever you are, to be inspired in your role in the church, become nourished, and renew your call. Formation as a leader doesn't happen all at once, so let's walk along this road together. I'm Martha Miller, a ruling elder and a certified Christian educator, serving within the PCUSA Office of the General Assembly, and I'm excited to travel on this journey with you. Today is one of our call story episodes. It's an opportunity to get to know one of the leaders serving the church and hear a little bit more about how they serve and how God has been active in their life and in their ministry. That also makes it a great opportunity for you as listeners to think about your own stories and take some intentional time to notice God's movement in your own life. So joining us today is Axel Nibas. Axel is here from Puerto Rico, where he is a very busy student and has also served as a deacon in his local congregation. Welcome, Axel. And I'm hoping for no issues with our connection, but please feel free to introduce yourself and let us get to know you a little better.
Hi, my name is Axel Obed Nieves Torres. I live in Puerto Rico, and I've been part of the PCUSA since pretty much I was born because of my family. I think I've always been pushed by my family to be a pretty active person in church. Mm-hmm. I think that it's pretty easy to spot the kids that are in like the forming leadership like path. And I feel like I was always singled out as the one like could lead the group, you know, to get to an understanding and all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got the opportunity to be a deacon. I'm not an active deacon anymore, but I used to be 3 years ago because I started college and I had to leave the church I grew up in. Mm-hmm. Because I study in San Juan, which is the capital of Puerto Rico. And I'm from Aguadilla, which is in the northwest of the island.
And one of the things that I love about ruling elders and deacons is that once you're ordained to that, you still are a deacon, regardless of whether you're in active ministry or not. So I love that you had that opportunity while you were at home and are now away studying. So that's a great connection. In addition to all that you're doing in class, I understand that you're also involved in theater, as well as your connection with deacon ministry. I think your deacon ministry is something many of our listeners can identify with. I think there's probably other deacons listening. Can you tell us something about what you did as you served in that ministry? What things were you involved with?
But I remember one of the things that the deacons at my church used to do was to visit sick people or people that couldn't go to church anymore, to sort of give them that understanding that they have people that are here for them. I remember that I love since I'm in theater, I love all the theatrical stuff about like churches and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I remember that we had to like set the table for the communion, which I loved because it was always like, oh, we had to pick this certain color. We have to put the plates in a certain way. And I don't think I have OCD, but I'm very I like to see things that are pretty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I made sure that was very much a presentable way in the day that we have communion. I think responsibility to pick up in Spanish is ofrenda. I don't know how to say it in English, but when you give the money.
Oh, the offering?
The offering, that we mm-hmm. get the offering from each people. And we also mm-hmm. get the birthday, when one of the members, it's their birthday and they're going to count their days and all that stuff. We have a very nice tradition that we sing like a song to the one that is their birthday or their anniversary or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
so it sounds like a lot of the rituals a lot of the liturgical pieces of the service you were involved in and seem to connect with.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot about like behind the scenes kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like as a group to help the service go as it should be.
Right. You were assisting in worship leadership in a lot of ways. Yeah, that's great.
I also sang at my church and pick up the offering while I sang the song of the offering.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah. And I know you talked about sort of growing up in the church and being identified for your leadership. How do you feel like your particular gifts, it sounds like because you really connected to some of those liturgical pieces that you really gravitated towards, are there other gifts of yours that you feel like the church as a whole, maybe not even connected to your deacon ministry, but just your gifts that the church really saw and sort of nurtured for you?
At first, people really saw me as maybe I had what we call a llamado pastoral, which is like the calling to be a priest in the PCUSA. I struggled with that a little bit a long time, but I remember that I always felt that if there was a leader in the church, they would automatically the possibility of a priest and not other positions that they are in the church.
It sounds like many of your gifts were identified by your church family.
Definitely the theater part of me has been a big part of my upbringing in the church, especially the singing part. Also, I remember always wanting to be in the plays. I even got to be like, I got to direct a play in church also. I think that also, since I was only one of the only kids that very much stood up and like talked very, I was one of the first youth members that gave a sermon in a day that was like the children's day at my church. Mm-hmm. It was terrifying. I remember I forgot half of what I was going to say and it ended up being very short, but people seemed to like it. But so I was very happy for that. But I remember that I was always a little bit pushed more through the idea of ministry through the service, but not like singing. I don't know how to I don't know how to say it in English. When you prophesy, I definitely thought that I could do that, but then I understood that it wasn't my thing. Okay. That I felt more in connection with God through the ministry of singing. Mm-hmm. And the arts than that of sitting and making a sermon and giving it.
Well, one of the things that I love that you've identified, and it sounds like it sort of grew with you, is that sometimes I feel like church people in very well-meaning ways identify gifts and identify that as being calling to ministry, but automatically jump to being a minister. And it sounds like, while some others may have seen that in you, that your sense of call was really important, but not to a seminary-trained minister, but to ministering in the congregation in a different way. And which I think is exactly why we have ruling elders and deacons, because we all have these differing gifts and it's all important and it's all part of the body of Christ. And what would happen kind of if all of us became ministers and those other gifts weren't being used for God's people? So it sounds like you've done some big discernment in figuring out really what God has in play for you. And you found those gifts in theater and that kind of thing to be used in that way. That's great.
Yeah, definitely.
We are continually being formed as leaders in the church. And I know you and I have talked about that before, that it's, I feel strongly that because those of us who become ruling elders and deacons, it doesn't mean we automatically know how to serve in those roles. We're continually being formed, and God is continually helping us identify our gifts and use our gifts. Many of the listeners on our podcast are serving within local congregations as well. And I wonder, since you have the chance, what might you say to them? Or are there pieces of advice or things you would want them to know as they too are in this process of being formed?
Definitely. I feel like each congregation has their very particular way of doing everything. So I would very much recommend to ask. I remember the first time I was thrown in there to be a deacon that I really didn't know what I was doing at all. And they were pretty much like, okay, here's this, here's that, and there's over there the other things that you need to do to do the communion. But I never done a communion before. So it was very much a trial and error kind of thing. But thankfully, I had a mentor that I asked about, and they helped me through that. But I feel like a very big key is asking and not assuming, for them not to assume that you understand or know what exactly you're supposed to be doing. But we don't even know what the opportunity or the position we are taking really needs us to do, or really is how it really going to influence us and how we influence others with that position. I think that every time a new person, it doesn't matter if it's a young person or an old person, gets into a new position, you sit with them and you explain to them what the position and what the congregation expects of them being that symbol in the community.
I also feel like I want to take the opportunity to give you a chance to see if there's anything that you might. Oh, advice or words of wisdom to those listening, because you are a younger person in the church serving in leadership. I think we have some folks that have been in the church maybe for a long time who feel apprehensive about young people serving because maybe they think, oh, they haven't been around enough. They don't have the experience. Are there things that you can say from your own experience in the church as a younger person about identifying those gifts for leadership?
There can be a little bit of struggle that maybe we don't think our voices are being heard enough. Mm. I feel like there's always going to be people that do hear us. There's always going to be people that don't want to pay attention to what we have to say. But I do know that our voices do have power and do have the ability to change anything in a congregation that may be hurtful towards our new generation, or something that is just outdated and maybe there's new ways to do it better or have more reach out of the community that we live in. Not let our age define us. Mm. And just, if you think something can be better, find the best way to approach it and find those people that are willing to listen and see if that new perspective in this community might help.
Yeah, and I think that as we've talked about identifying gifts and doing that discernment of how God is calling us, that happens regardless of what our age is. And that's really important to remember. And the church is a great place for us to live as an intergenerational body, and how important the participation is from everybody, regardless of age. And young people have an opportunity to really become strong leaders in their own right, as well as within the structure of the church. Really important things for us to think about. Definitely. Are there any other things that you wish deacons or ruling elders knew or remembered as they're serving in ministry?
I think an important part of that is remembering why you're there. Mm-hmm. And who are you there for?
That's a great way to end our conversation. Great words to close by. So thank you so much, Axel. It's been a gift to hear your story and hear your wisdom and to reflect upon the many ways that God touches lives. So thank you not only for joining us, but also for being willing to share your gifts in your life and with the church. As I mentioned at the beginning, my hope is that our listeners may take some time to reflect on their own journeys and maybe consider sharing their faith stories with others. So thank you, Axel.
Thank you so much for having me.
We hope that you have been nourished through this episode of Along the Road. You're invited to visit the website for PCUSA Leader Formation for additional nourishment for ruling elders and deacons. PCUSA.org/leader-formation.
This has been the Along the Road podcast. We look forward to crossing paths with you again soon.